Thank you very much. I have the honor of delivering the statement on behalf of the Republic of Serbia regarding Article 5 implementation. First of all, we would like to avail ourselves of this opportunity to congratulate you, Mr. President, on assuming this function. Mr. President, the Republic of Serbia is strongly committed to the fulfillment of Article 5 implementation obligations, as well as to the full implementation of obligations from the Anti-Personal Mine Bank Convention, which is shown by the fact that AP mines are no longer produced in Serbia and the stockpiled AP mines have been destroyed. Serbia's deadline for fulfillment of its obligations under Article 5 of the Convention is 1st March 2023. As of November 2020, the area of the Republic of Serbia where there is suspected anti-personnel mines totals 1,125,310 square meters. The area suspected to contain anti-personnel mines remains in the municipality of Buenovac. Furthermore, the Republic of Serbia is faced with a problem of newly discovered mines suspected areas in the Buenovac municipality, namely in October 2019 in the territory of the municipality of Buenovac in the villages of Veliki Trnovac, Končulj, Lučane, Ravno Buče, Đorđevac. At the request of representatives of local self-government, the Mine Action Center of the Republic of Serbia conducted survey and marking of locations suspected to contain to be contaminated by groups of mines. These are locations where fires occurred recently, and according to eyewitnesses, explosions could be heard in several places after the fire broke out, indicating the existence of mines. Representatives of the Serbian Mine Action Center and emergency management staff of the municipality of Buenovac visited the sites and interviewed local residents, local community representatives, firefighters, as well as police and military representatives. The mine incident questionnaires have been completed in accordance with IMAS. Mine suspected areas have been marked in order to clearly and visually warn of mine danger, as well as to ban the entry of population into mine suspected areas. Mine warning signs have been posted in the areas of possible access to mined areas. Given that the population is multi-ethnic, the wording on the signs have been written in Serbian and Albanian. The date and the scope of contamination are not available at the time of writing this update. In the forthcoming period, the Serbian Mine Action Center intends to survey the remaining sites for which there are indications of contamination. The aim is to record all changes that have occurred as a result of the new circumstances and are the consequences of these new findings. The survey team will, among others, include representatives of the Serbian-Albanian local community. The government of the Republic of Serbia has allocated 350,000 euros for the mining operations in 2020. However, due to the coronavirus crisis and government measures in the fight against the consequences of the crisis, the mining budget has been decreased to the amount of 260,000 euros. The Serbian Mine Action Center has matched these funds through the ITF Enhancing Human Security with the availability of U.S. funds for the implementation of one of the mining project in the Buenos municipality. On the 15th October 2020, implementation of the mining project of the Končulj Singerit 1 site in the municipality of Buenos, totaling 269,280 square meters commenced. The mining of the location will contribute to an increase of safety of local population and provide possibility for safe exploitation of forest, cattle grazing and picking of mushrooms, which are one of the main sources of income of the local population. The Serbian Mine Action Center has prepared additional two projects in the Buenos municipality, one clearance project, total area of 298,700 square meters, and one technical survey project totaling 390,300 square meters, which will hopefully be implemented in the forthcoming period, pending available funds. In the interest of time, I think I will stop here since I have grossly overstepped the 3-minute mark. The full statement has been submitted to the ISU and will be uploaded to the website. Thank you very much, Mr. President.